The world's second largest movie theater chain is in financial crisis. Cineworld filed for bankruptcy this week. The British-based company operates more than 500 theaters as Regal Cinemas in the U.S., and it was battered by the pandemic. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg, joins us now. Mike, great to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So Cineworld is loaded down with billions of dollars of debt. Just how bad do the books look at this big global theater chain? How bad is the situation?
Well, you know, obviously very bad if they are taking the drastic step of filing for bankruptcy protection. They basically have about $5 billion in debt, $5 billion with a B, and only $4 million with an M in cash on hand. So that's a pretty untenable situation and explains why they went to bankruptcy court, basically trying to renegotiate with their creditors and reduce that debt burden, cancel some of the debt, perhaps change the terms of it as well to make it more realistic that they can pay back their creditors.
So I'm reading that a judge allowed the company to access $785 million in emergency funding. Is that enough of a lifeline to keep it going for now? Or are they looking at having to close down the road or soon?
So, yeah, when you're in bankruptcy protection like this, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to shut down operations. Cineworld says they should be able to continue running operations without interruption. And that $785 million is part of a bankruptcy financing package of almost $2 billion that they say they have secured. So there is some more sort of emergency funding available to them, assuming the judge approves that further down the line. So for now, it looks like they should be able to keep the movies rolling in the theaters. You know, the longer term future of the company is a little more uncertain about how they're going to sort of restructure the business after this. But for now, they say they should be able to continue operations without interruption.
So before the pandemic, movie theaters were packed. And I'm wondering how much of does this have to do with COVID and the way COVID essentially hit the entire industry?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely the main reason for this. Part of the reason Cineworld has so much debt is that purchase of the Regal Cinemas in the U.S., which they borrowed a lot of money to accomplish. Completely, obviously, not expecting that the COVID pandemic would come along and basically shut down movie theaters for a few months there. Completely, you know, box office revenue literally went to zero in the U.S. for a few weeks there. You know, this is their attempt to sort of survive that, to reemerge from that. But COVID clearly was the biggest catalyst for this turn of events for them.
Big catalyst, but of course, new streaming services mean a lot more competition for customers. If Cineworld is able to emerge from bankruptcy, what does the long-term future look like? I mean, how will Cineworld adapt to this new landscape, I guess?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that it's a very big challenge, not only streaming services. You know, younger people today are much more into social media, TikTok, and that sort of thing. So there's all sorts of competition that was not facing the film industry in years past. So, you know, they've got their work cut out for them to sort of thrive in this new environment.
Right. Big challenge. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.